Good afternoon. Happy Wednesday, December 11th. Welcome to Wednesday. It's a rainy day in the capital city. But I do want to say hello. It's been a good week so far. Even though the weather has been a little topsy-turvy, we've had a good week progressing and doing the things we're supposed to be doing for Shelby's World. So that's a great thing. What our topic is going to be on today is the N-word, as most people will describe it. But we're going to discuss the in-depthness of it. We want to talk about why it's so casually used, the offensiveness of it, and who should be using it. Now, before we even begin this, I want to go ahead and just put it out there. I'm not a fan or a big supporter of the N-word just being used so freely. And what I mean by that is, it doesn't have to be a race thing for me. I don't think that the word is a good word. However, culturally, the word nigga, the word nigger, the word negro, the word N-I-G-G-A, whatever, whichever term it falls in for most people, that has been a word that has been used in the black culture, upon the black culture, for the black culture, since we can date back to slavery and beyond. And the word was used then as a way to stifle us as a people. And now, black people use the word with black people to do as an introduction to their brethren. When they're upset, they use the word. When they're happy, they use the word. Because the word is a cultural word and it's been used in the black community for so long, it's an acceptable word in the black community. It doesn't mean that the word is a good word. So I do want to go ahead and state that. And with that deciphering of how we use it, I think that a lot, it's offensive to black people to hear other cultures use it. And honestly, when you look up the word, it doesn't, it's not signified just for black people. The word is for ignorance and all of those things. So it doesn't fall in the line of black people. It falls in the line of, it could be a word used to describe a white person, a black person, and a Hispanic person. Any race, any nationality can be formed under that word if you're an ignorant person, or if people want to use it on you. However, it's not taken that way. Us as a black culture we find it offensive. Most of the people in the black culture find the N-word offensive when other races and cultures use it. Me personally, I don't think anybody should be using the word because it's offensive, period. So I'm going to dig into that a little bit more. And the reason why I'm talking about this, because one of my wonderful co-workers brought it to my attention that a lot of people in the entertainment industry are starting to defend their friends of other cultures and races, defending them when they use the word. And the way that they're defending them is, it's like an ignorance on their part as well. But it also depends on how you look at the word, the N-word, in a facet anyway. Because if we don't see the N-word as a word for black people, then it probably isn't offensive for another race to use it for them. But if you do find the word to be offensive in the black culture, then it may be offensive for somebody else to use the word when dealing with you. What we're starting to hear is that there are white rappers, white entertainers, Hispanic entertainers of the Hispanic culture calling each other that, or they're calling black people that. And they're doing it as in like it's the homeboy repertoire, and it's offensive to a lot of people. And so when I was talking to my coworker about it, she was like, Shelby, it's a lot of people defending their friends that are of other races using the N-word. And she was like, you know, it bothered me that Remy Ma even defended Fat Joe for using the word. And the way that Remy Ma defended him was like, oh, he black. He just as black as it. What? If we're going to do it on a defensive level of that nature, no, it's not. You can't do that. That's not even, that doesn't even sound legitimate as a reason to defend somebody for using that. That's not a legitimate reason. So when you say he can use the word because he's just as much a nigga as I am, so are you saying he's just as ignorant as you are, or he's just as black as you are? Because that doesn't fall in line with what we use it for. And again, culturally, we introduce ourselves, or we not introduce, when we walk up to our friends, sometimes the way we speak is, "What's up, nigga? What's up, bro?" You know, it be in that aspect. It's not as if we're attacking. And then you have sometimes where people are upset and they may say, "I don't F with that nigga," or "I don't do," or, you know, things of that nature. So when the terms are used, they're indifferent, but they're the same when we're using it. It's just a form of what we've been stigmatized to call each other. And again, when you're saying that it's okay for another race to use it because they're just as black as you, I think what you're doing is demeaning your race. Because for one, you can call people your family without saying they're just as black as you, or they deserve to use it just because they're your family. You can't, I mean, it don't make it better just because they're your family. It doesn't. It doesn't make the word less offensive just because they're your family. What it does is create a hostile environment for people who want to be around you, knowing that you accept the word to be used so freely and thrown around as if it's a normal word. That becomes the offensiveness of it. That word does not make, it does not subject you to greatness because you allow another race to use it. I think what it does is make people look at you differently. And again, that's an opinion-based thought. So I do feel like they're defending people using the word because they're okay with being called a nigga by them. But that doesn't mean that the word should be used like that. I'm torn in between whether or not the word should be used at all, or even if the word should be used by us. I get offended when I hear it used harshly. Like when somebody be like, I don't fuck with that nigga. I don't like that. I mean, there's certain things that, you know, that when we're demeaning ourselves with a word, then it's a problem for me. And I do think that the word can be very demeaning and offensive to our own people. It's a lot of black people that do not allow themselves to be called that. And when you're talking to me, you're not going to walk up to me and be like, "Well, that's my nigga." You ain't going to do that, but you can say, "That's my sister, that's my girl." No, most women don't even get their, when they're being welcomed into something or being spoken to, they don't get that. That's not a woman thing. That's kind of like a black man thing, where they speaking to their brethren, saying, "What's up, dude?" You know, that's what they do. But it's not to the point where women introduce themselves or walk up speaking to another woman in the black culture by saying, "That's my nigga." We don't do that. It's not our thing. However, it doesn't make it less demonstrative that when we get upset and use the word against each other, it's just the same thing to me. Now, again, I'm one person, and how I feel is only how I feel. But it doesn't change the fact that if another race calls me that, I won't be offended. It doesn't. Because I will be offended. I'm offended when it's used by my own race. So I'm going to definitely be offended when it's used by another race. It's a big deal. And again, going back to the fact that certain rappers and entertainers are fine and comfortable with them being called that by another race, I don't know. I think that's I don't know. I think that's a little bit of self-hatred to be able to say, "Oh, he can call me that because I'm cool with him." Would you have let Master do that back in the day and that made you cool? Like, I don't know. I'm torn in between whether or not people should be okay with that. Well, not even torn. I don't agree with it. But that doesn't mean that people ain't gonna continue to do that. People gonna be people. People gonna be themselves. And And they're definitely okay with it. It's so many people that's okay. It's so many people that is okay with being with derogatory terms being used on them by other races. So many people. I'm confused by that. I don't understand. But what y'all think? I want y'all to send me comments. Email me at shelbysbistro@gmail.com. Let me know your thoughts on that. I want to know exactly what you feel about the N-word. I want to know how you feel about it being used on a regular basis. I want to know how you feel about it being used anyway. Like, are you okay with other cultures calling you that? Are you okay with your friends of other races calling you that? Like, how do you feel about it? Are you offended? Do you defend people who use the N-word on other races? Are you okay to the point where you're okay with them calling your family members that? Like, are you literally fine with somebody calling you the N-word that is of an opposite race? So that's what I want to put out there in the atmosphere this week. I want you all to get back with me. Let me know what you all think about that, because that's a word that never disappeared, and it never made black people feel good when another race called us that. And again, just because we've adopted the word in our culture, in our race, doesn't mean that they've adopted it to be said as a hello, as an introduction from every race. So I definitely want to hear what you have to think about, what you all feel about that, what you all think about that. I want to know where your head is at with this particular topic, because it is becoming a normality for other people to use the word like it's a normal thing. So drop me a line or two. Let me know what you think. I love you. I like you. And I always thank you all for tuning into Shelby's World. It's a beautiful day, even though it's raining. And I'm just blessed and thankful to be able to keep on having an audience that loves to hear the motivational and encouraging thoughts that come from me on a weekly basis. I appreciate you all so very much. Have a great week. Be safe. Stay dry. Stay warm. And when you get home, relax. If you drink wine, enjoy you a nice, cool, crisp glass of wine and enjoy your day. Be blessed.